You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Oh, morning, everyone. Welcome back to your Monday.
Woo! Start of the week.
Yeah, how are you? Are you looking very tropical today?
Yeah, I had this shirt on yesterday, so I thought I'd throw it back on because it's on the floor.
It's very sort of like you're at a
luau?
Yeah,
something. An Aussie luau.
An Aussie luau. What a great description. Great description.
Yes.
You look very relaxed in it.
Oh,
do you
thanks.
Feel relaxed?
I actually love this shirt. I do. It's kind of like...
Where is it from?
Shein.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
I buy everything on Shein. The thing is, though, it feels like I'm wearing, like, a very thin version of one of those Lowe's button-up shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, female version.
Which you need today because the aircon is still not fixed in there.
Oh, it's broken.
It's been a good few weeks now.
But, you know, yeah, it's oversized a little bit, so it feels like, oh, it's good.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes, but it's good to wear when you feel puffy, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, little hot tip.
Okay, that is a hot tip.
Mm.
I know where to get my clothing when I feel puffy.
Puffy,
straight
how are you?
To Shein. Yeah, I'm really good.
You're good, you had a good weekend?
It was a great weekend. Yeah, super busy, but so, like, how do you put it? Successful, maybe?
Yeah.
Lot got done, productive.
But fulfilling, would you say?
Yes, I would. So, as a fulfilled start to the week.
Excellent.
Which is what you want.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, so this morning I've been rampantly on my laptop typing away trying to figure out accommodation for the Sydney Easter show because last night my boyfriend gave me the dates of when him and his family are going.
Yeah, and you were like, I can sort it. It's so easy. I was like, you be careful. That book's out. How's that all going?
I know that it books out. It's not my fault that they gave me the dates late. I had it all sorted, but now it's all booked out.
So what are you going to do?
So here's what I'm thinking.
Are you staying upstairs in the stables with all the horses and stuff?
Oh, at this point, that's the only option because I'm not paying $400 for one night at the Ibis budget near the park. So
I knew this would happen.
So did I. That's why I wanted to get it sorted. That's why I was on their back about it. But anyway, I rant over. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay away from the Sydney Olympic Park, but just catch a train in.
Yeah,
like, that's fine. The thing is, though, trying to find a place around the area is fine, but not many places are near a train.
See, and you hate spending money.
Well, actually, I don't. It's just, like, I can't just... I love to spend money, but I cannot justify the $400 for an Ibis budget.
Yeah, Ibis budget.
I've done that once
sad.
Before, and I will never do it again.
It's Ibis budget is sad.
Yeah,
it's like
some of them in the city are fine, but that's in
they're
the city.
Okay. But you don't want to spend $400 for it. That's an outrageous amount of money.
Exactly. So I will sort it out. Don't you want it? But it's just going to take quite a bit of planning.
And travel, by the sounds of it.
Oh, my boyfriend better love me at the end of this.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe there's something up here. Like, just take the train down.
You know what? I've got my Kmart tent. I might as well just go pitch it on the field of, like, one of the parks.
Well, can't you still stay upstairs in the stables?
I don't know.
I'd be looking into that, to be honest.
I'm just going to have to just suck it up.
I think you
actually,
might.
Actually, no. Why do I need to suck it up? I was one who wanted to stay in the stables in the first place. It's just Will's going, no. I'm like, what?
Well, let's find out what happened. I can't wait to hear what the result of this is.
Me too.
Good luck with it, is all I'll say.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
How about this for a story? A woman has been arrested after investigations carried out has determined she is suspected of fraudulently taking UK citizenship tests for dozens of people while in disguise.
Oh, this feels like a movie.
I know. So the cops turn up at their house and they did find a couple of wigs. So they've suspected her of using wigs to disguise and impersonate others to cheat the immigration system.
Well, I mean, everyone knows that a hairstyle changes your look completely.
Well, it certainly does. And there's all these, like, photos of her, well, what is suspected of being her, like, as she's turned up to do these people's citizenship tests.
Does it show whether or not she kind of looks like them? Like, has she pulled it off?
So it doesn't show, like, the alleged persons themselves. It's just all photos of her in different hairstyles. And, like, she wears, like, scarves. She wears wigs. She's got, in one of them, she's got, like, a afro-style wig. It's it's absolutely absurd, the whole thing.
Oh, my God. But it's worked if she's done it 14 times.
That's it. So the cops turn up and then, she tried to run away. They nab her. And then some other lady tried to hide under a bed. And then they couldn't. They just grabbed her, of course, as well.
And they threw all the wigs in a bag as evidence.
Well, of course they did, because that is the evidence. Seized a hoard of luxury goods, including designer handbags, watches and shoes, which are being presumed to have been bought with the proceeds of the crime.
100% it is.
Well, it seems to be that way.
Yeah.
If you've been caught that many times on camera in different wigs taking the tests, you're in big, big trouble.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So Ari, have you seen this footage of the Qantas plane, like, getting the wobbles?
What do you mean getting the wobbles? Like, taking off, coming down? What?
It's while touching down in some of the winds that are a result of Cyclone Alfred.
Oh, jeez.
And, she looked pretty dicey. It's one of the smaller ones. It's like the Qantas Link planes.
Sure.
That's travelled. It was, like, on its way to Brisbane, and, oh, my God, this is Sunday morning. It looked real dodgy there for a second. It could have been bad. Luckily, the pilot was, like, a real gun. He was able to save it.
I'm really surprised that there are flights still going to and from Brisbane.
It's in and involved in, like, helping people out.
Oh, okay. So still, that is a dicey job.
Very, very dicey job. You know, and obviously Qantas trying to step in and help things out here. Yeah. Wherever possible. But boy, oh boy, it looked so dangerous to me.
You would hate to be in that plane.
Not an aviation expert, obviously, but I'm glad I wasn't on that flight.
No one wants the wobbles on the plane.
No, they certainly don't.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Now, though, Hasbro, the company, has just announced a new and updated version that they're going to release of the board game Monopoly. Now, you've played Monopoly before, Crevo.
Yeah.
Everyone has.
I used to be quite the fan, to be honest, but then, I don't know. I turned 12 and went, that's not for me anymore.
Well, it's a popular family game still. Apparently the upgrade of the beloved board game actually replaces cash and the banker with a mobile app that actually handles all the transactions for you. It's a big no from me, dog. That's ridiculous. A smartphone or a tablet will take over the banker role through the Monopoly app banking, which keeps track of each player's money and properties. What's the point? Everything needs to be tangible. It's a board game, not a mobile game.
Also, yeah, I agree. What is the point? Once you get rid of that, I mean, you could just... Because at the end of the day, it is a game of chance to a degree.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You could just go simulate what's the end outcome. Just press it and then you hear what the outcome is and then just move on. What a waste.
Well, another whole point of the game is that someone is nominated as the banker in the group that's playing.
That's right. Somebody usually who has swindled their way into being trustworthy when really they can't be trusted.
Yeah, sticky fingers and all that.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the Monopoly app banking has a similar board layout to the traditional Monopoly board, but it now features kid-friendly alternatives to the mainstay properties. Also,
what does that mean? What's not kid-friendly about jail? That's what I've always said.
Okay, and just quickly, rather than, you know, Park Place and Boardwalk, so some of you like your regular traditional properties, the most valuable properties on the board will now be, are you ready for this?
Social media companies.
Not even close. Will be a rocket launch pad and the moon. Other properties include a chocolate factory, a virtual reality roller coaster, and a dinosaur park. I mean, they're just outrageous.
I hate all of it. I hope that never becomes popular. The just original, stick to the traditional. Exactly, original or bust.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Ray Gunn, we're all familiar with.
Oh yes, we are.
The breakdancer who divided the nation.
Was she good? Was she shocking? Absolutely shocking.
Yeah, most people were saying that. The divide was pretty slim. Just her on one side, everyone else on the other. Never heard anything else about her family, though, until now.
Oh, well, you haven't needed to?
That, I guess not. No. Yeah, irrelevant. Her brother, Brendan Gunn. Now, he is from Camp Hill in Queensland.
Okay.
And he's a director of Moore Markets Proprietary Limited, which is a company that accepts deposits for conversion to cryptocurrency and other investment opportunities.
Why does that feel or even sound dodgy, though?
Well, it in itself isn't. Some people, want to buy some crypto, but they don't know how it all works, right? There's a lot of people like that. And that's fine. So there's companies set up to help you buy it, right, if you don't understand the system, so to speak. However, and this is all alleged, I couldn't be any clearer on this.
Okay.
It's alleged that Mr. Gunn dealt in two bank checks which contained the proceeds of four investments totaling $181,000 made by three victim investors who deposited funds for conversion to cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So they deposited the money. This is the allegation.
Yep.
And it never got changed into the crypto. What? He just, grabbed it, basically.
So he pocketed it.
Well, this is the allegation. Yeah, so it's actually going to court tomorrow. If he's convicted, he faces a maximum penalty, 3 years imprisonment and a $37,000 plus fine or both.
That's ridiculous.
Well, big trouble, potentially. Yeah. Obviously, ASIC has been investigating. That's the Australian Securities and Investment Commission.
Okay.
They're trying to prioritise scam prevention. There's so much of that around at the moment that they're really looking into as many things as they can. It's very, very, I guess, important that any kind of scam like this is stamped out, because it just totally erodes people's trust in companies that are supposed to be doing the right thing.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
That's it. So, will be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. There's not been any allegations that Ray Gunn's involved in any wrongdoing relations to this anyway.
She's too busy falling over in nightclubs.
Breakdancing skills, there might be wrongdoing in and around that, but that's a totally separate issue.
Wow.
But, yeah, I can't wait to see how it unfolds tomorrow as he heads off to court. Mm. Interesting indeed.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, it's an absolute treat on Sunday morning.
Okay, what's happened?
So our local bakery, or one of them, Mayfield Hot Bread.
Oh, yes.
They've got this unique item that I still haven't seen anywhere else.
What is it?
So they get a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you have a cheese and bacon pie?
Yeah.
It's loaded up with cheese and bacon on top.
Yeah.
They've done that on a croissant.
Oh, that's right. You've talked about this before. Yes.
And a little bit of onion on there as well. Just goes sweet in the caramelization process.
Nice.
It's incredibly flat.
Oh.
It's not puffy. The weight of the cheese and bacon weighs it down, but it retains its crispiness somehow.
The opposite to a puff pastry.
Yeah, it's...
puff pastry.
There is no puff in this pastry.
Okay, great.
But it is incredibly delicious. And it's a rare treat that I grabbed for myself.
So you got one, didn't you?
Fourfoot's premium on Sunday.
How big are they, just roughly?
I'd say the size of your whole hand.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, my hand, maybe. Yeah. More than yours.
Okay.
And the crispiness, it's crumbs go everywhere. They're flowing in the wind as you crunch into this thing. And there's literally nothing better. It's one of the best foods out there. And I still, to this day, no other bakeries seem to do it. I think they've invented something and they should patent it.
Topped croissants.
Yeah, topped, exactly.
Croissants.
Topped flat croissants. It doesn't sound good.
No.
But wait till you have one when you've had too many beers the night before and you
ooh.
Go, or, you know, wine, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's extraordinary. You feel better straight away. You're
soaking
ready to take
up.
On the war, on the world, you know?
I love this idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go get one.
You need to try it at some point.
Yes, I do. That's next week's adventure, I think.
Sure.
UFM. The Novos.
I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and something caught my eye. And honestly, it sounds terrifying. And I don't know how the people of West Walls End feel. So in the community Facebook page, someone posted about, hey, a lost pet python has been found in West Walls End. I think if you think it may be yours, please message me with your snake license details and positive ID of the snake and you know, we'll get it to you. Anyway.
Question.
Yeah.
Just briefly. Maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't.
Mm.
How do you know it's a pet?
I don't know.
It's just a snake turns up at your house.
Well, usually a python's not in the wild, is it?
Sure. Of course it is.
Not well, Australia. Aren't they imported?
No, there's pythons everywhere.
Oh, is there really?
Diamond pythons, carpet pythons. They're one of the most common snakes.
Well, like Westie, you know, it used to have more bush around it.
Yeah.
So it might have just come out of the bush somewhere.
Yeah.
But that was like yonkers ago. That
maybe it was just very friendly. Maybe it was just, like, super friendly, just chilling out. Like, hey, pick me up.
Or maybe had a little hat on, you don't know? Like
that's also possible.
Pet costume, you know?
If I saw a snake with a hat, I would go, yeah, it's probably a pet.
Yeah, well, definitely. Maybe had a collar.
Yeah, it's also possible. All right, so let's...
You don't know what people do.
Let's assume it had a collar.
Okay, right. So someone lost their python, whatever. How do you lose a snake? Like, how do you act? If you have a pet that's reptilian that looks as scary as a python, you're keeping an eye on it.
Would have thought so. It's interesting. We asked our big boss man, JT.
Because right? He has snakes.
He has pet snakes. No. And he was saying that, look, it's very hard to lose. So it doesn't know how. They can. But you know what? Animals can be escape artists.
They can.
Sometimes they just get out. Reminds me of this dog that's the street away from one street away from me.
Mm.
I've personally picked it up and taken it back home like 4 times.
Oh, bloody hell.
So I don't even want to know and count how many times other people have done it. That's just me, myself, that I remember. It's a really old dog as well. Apparently they keep it locked inside.
Obviously they're not locking the gate.
Well, and it keeps escaping through the kitchen window, the owner said.
Oh, it's jumping out the window. Close the window.
Would have thought so, but they said even like a little like gap in the window, it pushes it open. Very intelligent. Just hates being inside.
Wow, it's like, let me out of here.
Sometimes animals just escape so quickly.
Interesting. I just thought of another example as well. I remember the first couple of dates I had with my boyfriend, Will, he was telling me about this time during Christmas, right?
Sure.
So they had all of their like doors and windows open, obviously out on their property. It was really hot in summer. And this is quite a few years ago. And their largest Clydesdale moose, or Charlotte they call her, she actually wandered into the house on Christmas Day just because she, like, was interested in the Christmas tree. So she just she got up on the steps.
Went straight in.
Straight into the living room. They're like, ah, Charlotte, what are you doing?
So if you've sort of got a story opposite to that, when did the animal get out?
Mm.
That's what we want you to call up
well,
about.
Animal escape story. So
exactly.
She escaped her pen
and she
came into the house.
I see,
Yeah.
So if you've got an animal escape story, call up now. 4967-4105. And producer Mark, you've got one.
Yeah, morning, guys. So back in the 90s, we went away somewhere and we had a cat at the time. And I think we went down to the snow or something and got one of our family friends to look after our cat. Took it round to their place. They only lived in the next suburb.
Mm.
And when we got back, the people that were looking after it were like, hey, we got some bad news. Your cat has run away.
Yeah, but don't cats do that all the time?
They do, but she'd been gone for like a week.
Oh, that's too long.
And they had no way of telling us, so they only told us when we got back. And then eventually our cat somehow made her way back to our house in the next suburb, like a few days later. We thought she was gone.
Oh, she just wanted to go home.
Yeah, she was just like confused or having a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, went on a road trip as well, and then 2 weeks later made her way back to our house. So it ended well.
Yeah,
God bless her.
That is extraordinary.
She knows where she's fed, I guess.
I guess that's the way it is. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
In Redhead. Hey, Jerry, what's your animal escape story?
Hi. We had a border collie, Riley, and he somehow, I don't know if the gate blew open, but he got out and we were both at work. but we saw later on the security cameras that he was running up and down our street so happy to be free, like absolutely living his best life ever. And then when he got exhausted, he went across the road to our neighbour's house and knocked on the door to let them know, like, hey, guys, I'm out and I should be back home. And so they put him back behind the fence.
Oh, my God. That's hey, what great neighbours, first of all, that know which dog belongs where.
Oh, God, I can just picture that dog just in his head going, yes, I'm out. These walls can't hold me.
But also, I wouldn't mind some water and some schmackos. Please, hey, friendly neighbour, please take me home.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Alrighty, here we go. The Novos name 5. A quick recap for our lovely game for Monday morning. 10 seconds on the clock. You have to name 5 things related to the category that we give you in that selected time.
That's right, 10 seconds. And if you can do it in that time, you get yourself 2 tickets to the Knights versus Dolphins at McDonald Jones Stadium this Thursday. It's going to be a cracker of a game. Mm-hmm. If you want to go for free... Mm-hmm. This is your chance. Let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, in Woodbury, it's Nicole. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic.
Really well.
How was your weekend? Perfect. What did you get up to?
I had my dad's 70th, so had a house full of people and lots of fun times.
Nice.
Oh,
did you host it at your place or?
We went out to Lakeside Tavern for lunch and then back to mine for a bit of a pool party.
Oh, you got a swimming pool. You are living good, Nicole.
Yes.
I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, and did the weather hold for that time?
It really did. It was like a tiny light shower that none of the kids cared about that were downstairs anyway.
Yeah.
And all the oldies were up having shots on the veranda. It was good times.
Shots, shots, shots. All right.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel it. Like
happy 70th.
Yeah, 100%.
I love that.
You guys.
All right, so you know how the game works. 10 seconds on the clock, and if you can name 5 things from the topic in that time, the tickets to Knights are all yours. Are you ready?
Happy. I'll have a happy 10-year-old. Yep.
Okay. Here we go, Nicole. 10 seconds. Name 5 souvenirs you can bring back from holiday. Go.
Postcard, teaspoon, shells from a beach. Cups and things you get from hotel rooms, like shampoos and conditioners.
You know what? I'm giving you that.
Yes.
I think that's
like
cool.
A spoon.
Well, you know, like the little
My
ones that...
My brother collected spoons when we were little from everywhere, like teaspoons that you'd buy at, like,
I knew exactly where you were going with that, Nicole. I didn't think you were just taking spoons from the hotel.
I
heard you do take the soaps and everything, and I went... Maybe
I
Nicole.
Remember my mum taking everything.
Yeah.
She'd come back with like shower caps and everything. I'm like, you're not going to even use that.
You don't even use shower caps.
You're paying for it. It's okay.
Bless.
Yeah, indeed. Well, congratulations. You are off to go and see the Knights this Thursday. Nicole from Woodbury is our latest local winner here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Ari, you know I must be getting old when my algorithm in Facebook suggests I join a Facebook group called the Epic Retirement Club.
Oh, you've now hit past your midlife crisis.
I'm guessing so. I'm 37 years of age, and it looked, to be honest, I saw this as inspiring.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Why is it inspiring?
Okay, so at first I was like, oh, this is a bit rude, you know, suggesting I'm that old. But then I had a look and I was like, wow, a lot of people are retiring at like 50. That's only sort of 13 years away from me. Like, I've done more work than I've got to go. If I can do that, I can pull it off.
Weirdly enough, more people are retiring younger.
Yeah, it seems that way. And what's so cool about this is like people that are not, you know, sitting at home eating beans in front of the heater. This is people that are, like, trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, okay.
And some of them are using, like, the location sort of hack, which is to move to another location.
Okay.
So, a couple of examples that come up here. One that was talked about is a couple of times is people moving to Brazil. Now, Brazil.
Oh, Carnaval.
You've got that, right?
Oh my
Here's
God.
A couple. Moved here 4 years ago to Rio, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of beauty and dance and music and all that sort of stuff. Then they showed a photo of their groceries. Big, massive shop, like $32.
Shut up.
Exactly.
What?
So I was like calculating here. Hang on a second. Maybe I can retire, you know, a little sooner than I thought.
Hang on a second. Yeah, you could.
It looks awesome too. All the fresh fruits and, you know, tropical foods and everything.
You know what you could do if you still wanted to be in like the business trade, right?
Yeah.
You open up your own like smoothie shop on the beach.
That's a great idea.
Done.
Or I already know the antiques. Maybe I could just have a little antique shop by the beach.
Or one after the other.
Yeah, or both.
Mm.
Maybe. That sounds less like retirement, more like work though.
Oh, hire people to do the work for you.
That's true. That's true. Another one where, you know, cost of living is lower and especially the price of houses. Now, you see me sometimes looking at this, Ari, the south of France.
Oh, oui, oui.
Now, you can have like these beautiful old stone houses, you know, near a village.
Oh.
It's like 100,000 euros. It's like $200,000.
Oh.
It's absurd, isn't it? That we're like slaving away for, you know, ridiculous mortgages here for a tiny cottage.
Dingy brick house.
Exactly. Ew. When we could be soaking up the sunshine. You know, nibbling on chocolate croissants at 10 o'clock in the morning. It makes me want to, you know, think about a different lifestyle. The other one, Ari, right up your alley.
Oh, la familia, Italia.
Is Italy. Woo! Now, you've all heard about the 1 euro houses that are for sale.
They made a Netflix movie about it.
There you go. I haven't watched it yet. But to be, you know, in and amongst the Italian countryside.
Mm-hmm.
50 years of age. You know, if I stay here, I'll be working till 70.
Of course you will.
And it makes you think maybe life's a bit more for living.
It should be
more for living.
Grow your own grapes. Be a vineyard person.
That's right.
A wine cellar.
A technical term. Be a vineyard person. You've got it all figured out.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, obviously, story of the day and throughout last week has been the storms up in, you know, the Gold Coast, Queensland, all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And keeping us across it have been our friends at Hot Tomato. They're the number one station up on the Gold Coast.
Mm.
It's Gailey and Emily Jade. Obviously, you know, this morning and yet over the weekend, we wake to the aftermath of this.
Mm.
Good morning, guys. First of all, how are you both faring?
Yes. Good, we're good.
Gailey's
probably really tired. He stayed at the station the whole time, you know, broadcasting. A lot of people slept over in the building. We had Hotel Hot Tomato.
Right.
Geez.
It was fun. I've got kids, so I kept sort of popping in and out. I've got a property with a lot of water damage. A lot of stories for a lot of people today.
Yeah, the water damage. We're seeing pictures on our TV down here. That was my next question, was around your houses together. Do you think that, you know, that damage will be repairable? Is it insurance will be involved, obviously? What's the situation there?
Insurance will look after a lot of it, I'm assuming, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That's a story for today, I guess. We're all just kind of... We're still in it, actually, guys. Like, honestly, the cyclone, everyone was like, oh, the cyclone wasn't as big as what everybody thought. But it's not so much the wind and the cyclone. It's the water from
it. Doesn't stop.
It's just not stopping raining. It is pouring. It just has been pouring for 2 days, and apparently it's going to pour today and then finally maybe ease off a bit tomorrow and into Wednesday.
Really not safe on the roads at the moment.
Wow.
We all came in from different directions, and I didn't come my normal way because... There's a couple of different routes that have got road closures, whether it's trees down or water. So trying to find the mud map to get here. And it's going to be completely different on the way back because I saw road closures on the same route back.
It's a weather war zone, to be honest, on our roads, because the enemy is like the trees, traffic lights out, water, and there's so many wankers out there that are just driving.
They
like
can be
crazy.
The biggest danger,
like,
hey.
Yeah, they're driving like they're in a Mario Kart computer game, you know, and they just need to be slowing right on down.
EJ said before, and it's something I can't get it out of my head because I feel so bad for a friend, sewage is coming up through the drains into the house, and it's a new build, and so it's just ruining their house.
Yes.
Oh, it's honestly heartbreaking to hear.
Oh, for God's sake,
the cleanup that has to go on.
Mm.
And... Are the floods, you say, are still increasing then?
Yeah, they are. It's a real worry today. So our Premier's been saying, you know, please stay out of water, flooded, forget it. But it's a bit hard to stay out of water when it's pouring into your house.
Yeah, that's true. And it's I think it's a king tide was around about 5 o'clock. So the tide's probably pretty high at the moment. So.
Yeah.
We're in here, so we can't see how that build-up of water is affecting everywhere. But one of the big thing, guys, is power out for people.
Yeah.
There's still power out in houses,
everywhere.
And that's been like since Thursday night.
Jeez.
So some people are really doing it tough, and obviously if they haven't prepared with battery packs and that, they can't charge their phones.
They can't charge anything, devices, all that sort of stuff. Look, guys, we're going to let you go because you guys have a show to do as well.
Yes.
Thanks for, you know, checking in, though, and we're glad you guys are safe, you know, yourselves.
Make sure you get like a little dinghy or something like that for the station.
Oh,
you
mate.
Guys can like boat in and boat out.
my surfboard that I never use might actually get some use.
Oh,
there you go.
Back. We'll drag you in the dinghy.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks,
and hopefully, you know, the recovery is as swift as possible. And
yes.
Obviously there'll be fundraisers and stuff coming up. So when you see that, please dig deep.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Over the weekend, my cousin has invited us over for dinner in his brand new kitchen.
Oh, what up, cuz? Where's that money at?
Well, he has spent a lot of time saving up for this.
Bless him.
Him and his beautiful wife. It worked really hard. Just, you know, it's they've done such a good job.
Oh, great.
It looks amazing.
I love a good kitchen, hey?
Yeah,
like,
a good remodel. It's 99% complete. I think the last few things get put in like the next couple of days sort of thing.
Yep.
So we're sort of over there christening it, if you will.
Oh, lovely.
And they made us such a nice dinner and everything. Obviously, we got invited early last week, and it was his wife that invited, you know, us to come along.
Yep.
She spoke to Emmy and said, Emmy said, oh, what do we need to bring?
Yeah, well, like, that's a standard, yeah.
Yeah, quite standard question for a dinner party. She's like, don't worry, we've got everything covered.
Get out of jail free card.
Well, initially, that's the sort of thought, oh, we don't have to bring anything. But I was like, speaking to Emmy, I was like, we've got to bring something. You can't just not turn up with anything, right,
to
a dinner party. So anyway, dug a little deeper. I said, look, what if I, you know, bring along my now becoming famous peach cobbler, right? I've made it twice before. This
right.
will be time number three.
Great.
Peaches are in prime season at the moment. Some of them are so good, especially if you spend a little more, get the premium ones. Mm-hmm. They're unbelievable.
Mm.
So they couldn't resist the peach cobbler. They were like, okay, fine. You know, I guess, I don't know if they had dessert plans, but they got knocked off by this.
Great, okay.
So I was like, right, I'm just going to bring that along. Anyway, good success.
Cobbler is king. Great.
Yeah, it was all worked out well. They made a lovely dinner. Everything was nice. But it got us talking behind the scenes here.
Mm.
Can you actually go to a party, like a dinner party, and bring nothing? Is that a possibility?
Yes, and I have done it.
What do you... So talk us through your thinking behind this.
Well, you know, you can always offer, and I have offered sometimes in the past when I've gone over someone's house or a dinner party or whatever the case. But if they literally say, nah, don't bring anything, it's all good. Can you imagine if you did bring something and their fridge is full? That is the worst nightmare ever, because their fridge is already full. Where are you going to put the cobbler? Where are you going to put the ice cream? Where are you going to put the chocolates? I mean, there is no room for other people's stuff.
When
you've got, like, as hosts, you've already got it sorted. So for me, personally, I wouldn't bring a thing.
So space issue is number one.
Is prime reasoning. But
yeah.
Number two, I just forget.
Okay.
I've got so many things bouncing around in my head. I don't want to have to bring food to an already food catered party.
Right.
You feel me?
Okay. So these are, I guess, this is the argument that we're having behind the scenes. Can you actually bring nothing, or is it bad form?
You think it's bad form, don't you?
Yeah, I think even if you're told to bring nothing, you should like weasel your way somehow into the catering situation.
Okay.
And also then chance to show off your cooking. Like,
right,
real talk.
Okay.
4967-4105. If you're told to bring nothing to a party, can you actually bring nothing, or is that rude? Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, to Greta. Good morning, Maddie. What's your thoughts on this?
Good morning. I always take something with me, even if they say not to. whether it's, I like to bake, so caramel slice, chocolate spiders, or a cob loaf. No one can back down a cob loaf.
Oh, cob loaves are good. Although, Maddie, cob loaves, all those things that you said sound wonderful, but they just take so much effort and time, though.
Oh, look, I like to cook, so it's really no issue. It's just like, I don't know, a second job to me.
Yeah, look, I'm considering who I want to my next dinner party. Is it going to be Ari or is it going to be Maddie? I think it's going to be you with a cob loaf and a caramel slice. They're like two of the elite foods you can get. Can't wait to see you there.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I was going down Derby Street on Friday night.
Wow.
And I saw, have you seen those one wheel things?
What's a one wheel thing?
So it's like a skateboard sort of thing with just one giant wheel that's like the size of a lawnmower tire.
Yeah, and it's motorized and stuff. The guy
was going down pretty fast. I'd say about 40 k's an hour. He had the helmet on with the like LED lights.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, I felt like I was in the future.
Yeah.
He was ducking between traffic. I was like, how's that thing actually balanced?
It looks like some weird hoverboard of some kind as well.
Smaller, more narrow. It just, I don't know, they look so dangerous. Very quiet. He was snailing it though. Some people just really know what they're doing with stuff like that. Extraordinary balance. And, you know, it just, Newcastle is living in the future. It was quite amazing.
I give us 5 years and we'll have a hoverboard, like an actual real one.
It doesn't seem so far off when you see stuff like this. Obviously, it uses, you know, electromagnets for balancing and some sort, and gyros, I think, is part of it. It's the same sort of system they use to make cameras really stable and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, there's a lot of science going into them. But, yeah, if you're able to ride one of these, hats off to you for your supreme balance, but also good luck in heavy traffic.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to want that on a busy footpath.
Yeah, or a busy street, exactly. But, yeah, it's quite extraordinary to see them flying around Newcastle, isn't it?
I wish I was that cool.
So do I. Oh. So do I. I don't have the skill to ride even a skateboard.
I'll stick to the roller skates, I think.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Roller skates suit your personality.
They do. They're funky. Funky.
Certainly are.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, we had a little conversation behind the scenes last week, just having a little bit of fun, right? We talk a lot of schmack off the show as well as on the show.
Of course. We've got hours together in a room.
Yeah.
Music's playing. What goes on? Chit-chat behind the scenes.
Yes, Imagination Station over here. Now, one of our, I guess, colleagues across the hallway from us.
Yeah.
We love him. He's a producer for 2HD.
Our sister station.
That's the
terrific
one.
Terrific station.
They are. And we love this producer. His name's Riley, right?
Yeah.
And he's actually one of the best workers I've ever seen. Like, he's very diligent.
Very diligent, hardworking guy.
Mm. And I was just having a bit of a joke, but also not really, about how I want him to be like my personal assistant as well as their producer. Like, I want him to I want him to double as my PA because, like, you know what? I need some help with a lot of things. And he seems to be able to get things done.
How many tickets do you have on yourself? When you reckon you should get a PA?
I just think that that'll be so great. Yes, so I'm going to move into my boss era. Now, I would be a fun but also very needy boss. I need things done at a certain pace.
All the time. Needy is for sure.
For example.
That's a guarantee, yeah.
He's good at knowing what people need.
Yeah.
Like, I need my coffee on a rotation, or at least my water and coffee, like, on a half-hour rotation.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Yes, he needs to understand my needs.
You want a coffee getter?
Come on now. Yeah, I would love one. In fact, I don't even need a bell to ding. He'll just come in with it on schedule. But the thing is, it's not just the coffee.
Right.
Okay, he's not just going to get me coffee.
What else are you trying to be getting here?
I'm going to be a great boss because I'm going to have Friday morning mimosas. That's it. You're walking into work and we're doing our planning meeting, right? And then I'm just going to have mimosas flowing on a Friday morning.
Is that just for you?
No, that's for all my staff.
Everyone. Is
yes.
What about your new assistant, Riley? Is
that's
he
what
getting
I mean.
One, is he getting one as well?
He's my staff, so he can get a morning mimosa.
Okay.
Also, my assistant will get a secret drawer that they can hide anything in.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the benefits of work here, right? Because you know how, like, with job ads and whatnot, they go, oh, benefits of the job is like, oh, a car to use for work or a gym membership.
Off, yeah, gym membership.
You get a secret drawer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
you can
in
hide
the drawer?
Anything, probably snacks. also, I feel like I need someone, like, right outside my office door at all times so I can shout things when I need them.
Oh, give us an example of what you'd shout, please.
Oh, Riley, get me those cheesels, please.
Oh, someone's you're outrageous. Okay, here's what I'd imagine you wanting as a boss.
Yeah, let's go.
I reckon you'd want executive parking.
Oh, yes. What? I want my name on a parking lot. Yes. Reserved for a Getty.
I reckon you'd also want
a dog.
What? Is that your new nickname?
Yes, yeah, A-Dog.
You can't start your own nickname. That's against the rules.
Why not?
Okay. I think you'd also want free access to the vending machine. Just like the key so you can just open it, take stuff out that you want.
Yes, I would actually love that.
And you know how
my own mini fridge next to me. Yeah, I need a mini fridge. Riley, sort that out.
I reckon you'd also want the Monster Energy drink on tap, like at a bar.
You know what I could do with a PA?
What's that?
They could go and do emergency trips to Kmart.
You're absurd. Good luck with your journey on trying to become boss. I'm not so sure how that's going to go.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And look, this next story is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. 32 years of age. His name is Jathan Gilder.
Jathan?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, that is right.
Jathan.
Jathan.
Sorry, I just find that very funny.
Don't worry, okay. So do I. Okay. 32 years of age. He walks into a Tiffany & Co. jewelry store
okay,
in
Tiffany's,
Florida.
That is a good store. Very
it
expensive.
Is very, very nice jewelry. And he pretended to be the representative of a professional athlete, an NBA player. So he turns up there and he's like, listen, I represent somebody very important. Mm-hmm. I'm here to purchase some jewelry on their behalf.
Oh.
If you're the rich and famous, you don't go out and do daily errands. You have somebody go and do it for you so you don't get paparazzi'd and bothered. And also, you just can't be, you know, bothered going down to a shop. You get someone else to do that for
you. That's right. They're called personal shoppers.
That's right. It's a runaround person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he then said, look, I want to buy some very exclusive pieces. Starts pointing to things in the showcase. Mm-hmm. They say, look, what you're looking at there is very, very valuable. Come into our private viewing room, which is also happens in some of these like high-end hoity-toity shops.
Interesting that, you know, the staff members didn't ask for any confirmation that they were actually a personal shopper for this alleged NBA player.
So maybe just had the look, you know, and had the...
Was
very suave and very smooth talking.
Okay.
They take him in there. He starts looking... They start showing him, you know, some of the finer items.
Mm.
We're talking gold. We're talking diamonds. And we're talking earrings.
Ooh.
In just a quick moment, he then grabs a bunch of these valuable items, two pairs of earrings worth $769,000, over $750,000 worth of earrings, grabs and pushes the door of the private viewing room open and runs out the front door.
Oh, he's making an escape.
Yeah. Luckily, police were nearby and make chase. So they see this go down, chase after him. They then see him swallow a couple of things. Well, what's going on there?
Like the jewelry?
X-rays reveal he's swallowed nearly $750,000 worth of Tiffany & Co. jewelry.
Oh, come off it.
Extraordinary. So they get him in like, I think I recognise this guy. Turns out he's just gotten out of jail 2 years earlier, also did swallowing jewellery crimes.
Oh, so he's had a lot of practice, clearly, but hasn't learned his lesson.
Has not learned his lesson.
He's just a bit of a side chat. He's raw-dogging the jewellery. So that he hasn't washed it down with no water. He just completely like swallows that thing. I struggle swallowing headache pills.
So,
how are you swallowing jewellery?
Well, practice makes perfect, as they say.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Saturday was a really big day for our region, particularly over at Glendale Lake Macquarie Way, okay? So there was plenty of special guests, including a lot of our local politicians and stuff, over at the brand new Hunter Sports Centre, ready for the ribbon cutting ceremony. It's done.
Wow, that's been in progress for so long. Every time you go that like back way to the Glendale Shopping Centre.
Or even like through the front way and then you go towards Kmart and like all those like places back there. Yeah.
You think, when's that getting opened? Well, it was on the weekend.
I honestly believe that it went up quicker than what I would assumed it would.
We expected.
Yeah.
Well, great news for the area. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's, so it's swim, is there basketball as well?
Well,
not entirely.
So,
what have they got in there?
Okay, they've got stuff for skateboarding, skiing, aerial sports. They've got 2 tumbling strips, a foam pit, 10 trampolines, so it's good for trampolining and stuff. So they've kept the gymnastics side of things, but they've just also expanded it as well. So it's a 4,500 square meter sport and community centre. It's also got function rooms, a health and fitness area, offices and a cafe. So it can be basically used for nearly anything.
The sky is the limit.
Absolutely.
How exciting. And I'm just glad it's done because, you know, all that construction and stuff. Mm. It's always good when those sort of projects come to fruition for our community, right?
Yeah, and growing up, like, in this region and going to Glendale Sports Centre, like, every single year for school sport, it just looks so different now, and I'm so proud of it.
Oh, that's really nice.
Feel good story.
It certainly is.
Mm. UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this is something that has been in the development, in the works, I guess, for nearly a decade or more. And it is an incredible project. We did touch upon it a while ago.
On the show, yeah.
But some more details have come to light about, I guess, Newcastle and the Hunter's first ever car resort. So you know how you have like these big car resort race tracks and beautiful villas and stuff over in Spain?
You've sure.
got them, like, you know, all those incredible European places.
You hear about them overseas where you can take your fast car if you want. And not it's not just like a track day down the M1 in Penrith or something.
No.
This is better because you can stay there. You're hanging out with other petrol heads.
Petrol heads, yeah.
Well, and you know, you get to use the track as well as enjoying all the facilities.
Mm. Well, there's this guy, and he's taken it upon himself to do this project with a small team. His name's Tony Palmer, and he's calling it Black Rock Motor Resort. So basically, it's one of the old mines over in Wakefield, I believe. He's bought the land from, I think it was called Yancoal, the company that owned it previously. And now he's turning it into a resort. So things that are happening already is the road to completion. So in this year, the team is now finalising circuit grading and shaping, installing drainage and beginning to lay the road base. So the track is already like
a work in progress.
Oh, it's literally going in as we speak.
Now, the big development as well, the big change is you said that there's sort of like computer generated images of what it's going to look like.
Yeah, so it has been released. So you know how you can get these like graphics made up. It's like, okay, here's the plan. You can get images. Council has things like that all the time on their media releases. Well, he's done like a full video of what the resort's going to look like, how you can move through the track and where the villas are going to be, where the leisure and dining precincts are.
Precinct.
It's crazy. And now he's talking about all the different memberships that you can get. You can have a founding club membership or other membership options as well. There's function centres, corporate partnerships to go in. So he's actually given us a timeline of when things are set to be completed.
This is big. Okay, what have you got?
From October this year, the pit lane precinct, so obviously every racetrack has to have pits, a cafe, Black Rock Village's first villas, so the first villas to live in are going to go in, a skid pan and a go-kart track is also going to go in, so it's not just for big cars, it's for the little ones as well. Then from early next year, from January to April, the first asphalt will be laid across the circuit. May to June, the safety installations, and then June, phase one testing and a soft launch before the resort opens.
Wow. So it's all happening by next year, basically.
Yeah. So next year we should be able to use it.
This is awesome. And you know what's great about it as well? Having the go-karts and stuff, what that helps do is build up racing talent in our region, because that's how you get like to get into the F1, say, for example, or supercars or whatever, you have to start when you're young in the karts. So have a proper facility like this in our area means we've got a much better chance of having the next big F1 star from our region.
I mean, look, this is a great idea, but you don't want to know how much a membership's going to cost you.
Okay,
this
I'm not going to ask. Okay, I mean, it really is the Fast and the Furious Wakefield Drift coming soon, and we are super excited about it.
UFM.
De Novos.
And we're almost done for your Monday.
Oh, that Monday went quick, didn't it?
It certainly did. What's on for the rest of your day, Ari?
Well, Mum made, like, lamb cutlets and veggies last night. And there's some left over, so I might just go home and have, like, that big bowl of mashed potato.
Is that your big plan for the day?
Eat mashed potato and gravy, yes.
What a plan to be had. You know what? Some might say there's nothing better to do.
What else do you want to do on a Monday other than eat mashed potato?
Fair call.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm off to Gymboroo after this, which I find really fun. I've got to meet up with some clients as well for the shop. It's going to be a busy afternoon. I'm looking forward to it. Before we go, though, we do have to award a prize.
As always.
$100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland.
God, I love that place.
Today it goes to Maddie and Greta.
Yes.
We were talking earlier about if it's okay to go to a dinner party with nothing at all. This was her response.
I always take something with me, even if they say not to, whether it's caramel slice, chocolate spiders, or a cob loaf. No one can back down a cob loaf.
Cob loaves are good. Although, Maddie, cob loaves, all those things that you said sound wonderful, but they just take so much effort and time, though.
look, I like to cook, so it's really no issue. It's just like, I don't know, a second job today.
There you go.
Second job.
Well, it's good to have friends like Maddie who will bring something, you know, to the table, right?
Maybe I should invite her to my place.
Now, I also just wanted to, if I can, zoom in on part of what we just heard. Listen to this little part of the call just briefly. And listen to the sound that Ari makes in the background.
Whether it's caramel slice.
What is that? It's like somebody getting shot in Star Wars. If we isolate it down further.
Caramel.
Well, quick, they're invading the Death Star.
God. Darth Vader is imminent.
Ari's got her laser beam on.
I don't know how I make those noises.
Neither do I. It's one of my favourite things that you do, though. Have a great Monday, everyone, and be careful not to get shot by the laser.
Shut up.
See you tomorrow.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.